Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's Bless the Mess with Anna and Anita. Hello, Anita.
Hi, Anna.
Ha-ha. It happened on a Sunday night at 6:30 Eastern. Yay! That's awesome. Anyway, wow. So how's it going?
It's going good. I'm still clearing, organizing so that I can concentrate on business and relationships and don't have to think about stuff.
Oh, isn't that amazing? How life's little messes shift and turn and twist. And you know, it's kind of funny because I've been attempting to record a very short podcast for another project, and I've been trying to record this thing for 3 days, and it's only like 10 to 15 minutes, but for some reason, I keep repeating. I was like, oh, this is my mess. Anyway, round two, I finally got something going, so all good. That happened today, so I was really excited.
Yay.
And it's the same stuff. Shifting energy going into 2020, working on different projects and working on what's next and working on self. So I think that's sort of the theme of our show, which is called Bless the Mess. And that's all about, you know, the stuff that happens in life that we can make choices to keep us there in that kind of mucky place, or we can make choices to move ourselves in a direction that we want to go. So thank you for sharing this time with me. I so look forward to it and appreciate it every time we get on the air. Yeah.
Me too.
So, I was playing around with a deck of cards today called the Enchanted.
Nice.
Yeah. The Enchanted Map.
Is that Colette Baron?
Yes, it is. And these are actually, they were originally Elisa's cards, and you know, we kind of swap decks of cards sometimes when we're together. One of us kind of hones in on one certain deck, and I just wanted to say real quick, because I was shuffling the deck and had the Sacred Pool card come out, so I just thought I'd read real quick. It's the world is a reflection of your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. Embody the love you wish to see in the world. So I thought that was a nice little message today. Very powerful, you know, sweet and powerful. And I was like, yes, that's just that's awesome. Like, thank you, universe, for sharing.
Yeah, her cards are really nice.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this.
She just did some crystal cards, and I gifted a friend with those because she's real good with crystals, and they have faces in them. And, and my friend just absolutely loves them. She loves the energy of her cards.
Oh. I think that's important. I don't usually, like, I'm not really a tarot card reader. And usually when Elisa and I are sitting around, or even when we're sitting around, you know, you get the decks out and you start going. And Donna Taraz's, you know, a lot. And I love that when you guys pull those cards out and you start going out. Sometimes I don't look at these every day. And I've purchased some beautiful decks of cards. I've gifted beautiful decks of cards. And sometimes I'll buy a deck of cards and not know what it's for until months later. And it'll be for somebody, you know, it's kind of interesting how that turns out. And so, it's interesting when I pull the cards out and think, oh, I feel like there needs to be a message in there today. And, I think each time, you know, like when I opened that and had that short message, I thought, well, that's nice because that goes right along with kind of what I've been working on for myself. Which, you know, is that belief that you know, the world reflects what we're thinking. So I don't know.
Do you have the deck right there with you?
Yeah, I do.
You want to pull a card for the group? Everybody listening?
Sure. So
see what we need to know?
Sure.
Sometimes I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh no. Okay. I do like I'll shuffle until one kind of falls out.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I'll stop the deck and know that it's the card on the top. And sometimes it kind of sounds really weird. I'll grab the eighth card. So
yeah. I do similar. You kind of know.
You kind of know what's going on. You can feel it. I think for me right now, we're going to grab the eighth card. That's
cool.
Eight, my favorite number. So let's see what this comes up with. A storm fields. Okay. Stormfield. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're in some, I don't know, literally
like,
fields as
life.
In field, like fields, F-I-E-L-D-S.
Like fields, like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, stormfields.
Okay.
So,
well, there is a lot of solar stuff going on. So.
There is a lot of solar stuff. So here's the message. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
This too shall pass.
Oh, cool.
I love it. So it says an uncomfortable chaos is surrounding you. Things that you've left unattended may be the cause of some conflict. Pent up energy needs released just as a storm in nature must break. For these events occur when the electricity between opposing forces stirs things up and creates temporary disorder. Not all storms are destructive. Rather, they serve nature by bringing rain to the ground and wind to the trees, enabling seeds to be widely distributed and continuous growth to be ensured. Just remember that whatever's being stirred up inside you or between you and another will benefit you later. The sun will shine again and new growth will be observed. Don't be afraid to shake things up a little.
I love it.
This too shall pass. That's one of my favorite sayings. I say it to myself all the time. This too shall pass. Yep.
Very nice.
So I think that's kind of a little bit of a recurring theme for a lot of the conversations I know I'm having. So there are a lot of people who are shifting and moving. You know, right now, though, it's, I know this sounds really weird, but I feel like it's a time of hibernation.
For a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's heavy energies and a lot of changes. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, I would agree.
I had somebody
just like
message
me. I'm, you know, staying home, organizing, clearing space for new things to come in, you know, all that good stuff. So that's kind of hibernation in a way.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, taking care of your little cave, your little space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that thing, mm-hmm. that comfort thing. Because I think for you, you know, we talked about the fact that your husband had passed last year, so it's
mm-hmm.
moving what was his space and his domain, if you will, even though you live there too, but
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of that area was taken up because he was primarily in the house most of the time.
Correct.
And
Correct.
you know you're shifting all of that. Yeah, I had somebody
mm-hmm.
text me earlier about and said I'm just tired of being tired.
Yeah, a lot of people are feeling tired, fatigued, off and on, depressed, because there's just so much change going on. And then, you know, I think you mentioned, you know, what you put out to the world, like the world is a reflection of your beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that card, you got Sacred Pool card.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that's going on that, you know, we didn't used to have all this media and this technology and constant noise. And I think a lot of people get caught up in that instead of taking the time just to go out in nature or meditate
mm-hmm.
or, you know, have a nice dinner with a friend. Sometimes we get caught up in so much media stuff and our brains are just blah, 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 and we do get tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say that it's a, what I would call or consider a quote unquote hustle. You know, people say I've got a hustle. I think we train ourselves to look at this stuff and train ourselves. So it's kind of like, it's time to kind of step back a little bit. Like you said, go out in nature, but it's also to train yourself to get away from the electronics, because how reliant are we on these? I mean, I love technology. If we didn't have technology, you and I wouldn't really be doing this right now. You know, we wouldn't have any of this, the capability to have these conversations. And I think appreciating that and blessing that for what it is. And at the same time, it's almost like an overwhelming amount of information that comes to you every time you open up Facebook or open up, you know, any of the social media stuff. So,
right. I think people don't, what I'm trying to say is I think people don't balance enough.
Right.
Sometimes between information and quiet and, you know, going out in nature and where we used to balance that better when we didn't have all this technology. And
right.
I agree with you. I love the technology, but I think we still need balance.
Technology needs a time out sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes,
yeah,
very good.
I kind of think that's kind of why I'm where I am right now, as far as physically being in Alabama and being in this space, because the space allows me to be quiet, and this space allows me, I mean, I can walk out either, you know, any of the doors in the house and be in nature. You know, you're still going to see another house or something, but it's big enough. You can actually go back into the woods, or you can go sit in a fire. You know, we've made fires at night, so you can sit at the fire or go sit under my mom's magnolia tree, you know, so you have that ability.
Right.
Now it's been yesterday and the day before were really beautiful, sunny. So of course, wanting to get outside, just be in the sun for a little bit. And today, you know, we've got fog. Today is sort of that hibernating day. It's a day of, you know, you kind of want soup and, you know, your favorite blanket, and you want to roll up in that, you know? So that it's mixing those. And I'll tell you, honestly, Anita, it's me thinking, you know, I need to be doing something. And I think that's an old mindset, an old paradigm that says you need to be doing something. You need to constantly be working on a project. And granted, I've given myself projects to work on and kind of given myself some deadlines, so I get that. And sometimes it's nice if we can just take that quiet time and be quiet.
I think that's where the balance has to come in.
Yeah.
You know, is you have to, sometimes you just have to take a step back and say, okay, am I doing too much work and not enough nurturing myself? You know, am I doing too much work and not, you know, getting with friends? You know, that type of thing. It's good to have reflection at times.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think cherishing those moments is really important.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we do have some folks listening in, but no one's raising their hand. If you do want to get on the air, just push one on your phone and that's going to say hello and I will put you online. Otherwise, Anita and I will continue to chat. Yeah. So what decks do you have with you this evening?
Well, I thought maybe I'd talk a little bit about how my sons and my relationship has transitioned.
Oh,
I don't think I've done that yet.
No, okay.
And as a, I think most people on the show, maybe some new ones haven't heard, you know, I was married 6 times, so to 3 different people, but first one twice, second one 3 times, third one once. But that was a lot of probably chaos for my son, first of all. I didn't think about it back then, you know, because I was just focused on life in general. So I feel like I also, at the time, enabled him a lot. You know, I didn't give him the credit that was credit due to him, that he was capable of doing things. And a lot of that was my natural personality, because I've always run help desk or help people solve computer problems, or a person comes to me with an issue or a challenge and I try to help them fix it, or give them tools is a better way to put it. And I think I did more of the, instead of giving him tools, it was more of just reacting instead of responding to him, you know, and seeing where he was at. Did he want my help? Did he want to discuss it? You know, that type of thing. Like, I just didn't operate in that way. And so when he was a bit older, he's married and had a granddaughter, and he got on drugs for 2 years. And I did not talk to him for a year. And that was really, I think, definitely one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. But and I hated it, because in a way, I felt sort of responsible for not giving him tools to not get in the situation he was in. So I learned just so much through that process. And, you know, like I've told you through other things in my life, I really feel everything is there as a lesson and to grow you. And, I mean, it's just unbelievable how good our relationship is today. It's definitely an adult, healthy relationship. And he has taught me through his process of recovery, he has taught me so much that has helped me in my relationships. So, in fact, today he, you know, he heard about the Kobe Bryant thing and Kobe's daughter, you know,
right,
with the crash. And he immediately texted me and said, you know, I just want you to know I appreciate you. You're a great mom. And so, you know, that's how wonderful our relationship is now.
It's come full circle.
And right, and I think that's why we have Bless the Mess.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you finally get to the end of it, it is a blessing. But you surely sometimes don't feel that way in between.
Right, in the middle of it.
Or I didn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I was talking about that today. Just you feel like you're kind of stuck a little bit, and or you're not aware. You don't know what you don't. I guess it's you don't know what you don't know. And now you're looking at it like you say, well, I didn't give him the tools. Well, did you know? You didn't deliberately.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, you didn't know.
That's why I've learned so much. And now, you know, I'm starting my business to guide others through their challenges. I call them guidance sessions, our guidance sessions.
Nice.
And right. And because sometimes that's all people need. They need somebody to bounce something off of to, you know, say, well, you know, what would you do in this situation? Or what have you seen other people do in this situation? And since I have a lot of experiences that have shaped me, you know, I have that kind of experience to share and what's worked and what hasn't worked. But no, I definitely didn't have it at the time, like you said.
Yeah.
I was clueless.
Yeah. And I think that's a lot for a lot of us. And when you, you know, when you have some sort of issue that happens in life, whether it be, you know, with your kids or spouses or any of that, sometimes I know a lot of my stuff I'm realizing now is it's about miscommunication, or not necessarily miscommunication, but the fact that the knowledge wasn't there, the information
yeah.
wasn't there, or yeah. that you weren't aware of someone else's perspective. It's the same thing. Like, you're not aware. You only know where you're coming from. And I think, you know, that's what you're saying also helps me, because, you know, my kids are on their own journey. You know, I know that. Mm-hmm. And I also know that when I miss my kids, I was just saying this the other day to somebody, I said, when I miss my kids, I know my kids will probably think, oh, every once in a while, it'd be nice to have Nine Eye around. That's fun. But I know every day they don't think about that. That's not something that's a constant on their minds. You know, mm-hmm. things are going to remind them. And they're, and I, because I remember as a kid, it's like, what do I remember at 10? Or, you know, there are some things that I remember. I remember going to mm-hmm. We're not supposed to say third world country at this point. You say underdeveloped country or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
At 12, mm-hmm. going to this country that didn't have the wonderful things that we have in the United States. That was huge. I remember that.
Wow.
You know, at 12. And I, you know, as an adult, I'm like, we should send every prepubescent teenager over to an underdeveloped country for 2 weeks and have them come over and really appreciate what it is that, you know, that we have here. And that was probably a huge impact on me. And there's a lot of other things that I'm uncovering about my past that either I didn't know, or, you know, there's so much about my, I'll tell you, so much about my family. You know, we talk about bless the mess, and you think, you know, and not saying by any means that my family was perfect, but mm-hmm. I will tell you now, I have an amazing family who is very wonderful. They're very supportive. You know, I feel like I've been very blessed with the family and friends that I have, because I have mm-hmm. learned to ask, and that's not easy for me either. And so there are all these things that I'm learning, like in the past couple of years, that I've learned, you know, ask, and people step up. They want to help. It's like, how can I help you? Or you just need a hug. Come here, I'm going to give you a hug. You know, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
people have been there. And I think to myself, you know, you can assume, you know, what do they say about assuming? But you just, mm-hmm. you know, for me, in my mind for a while there, I was thinking, oh, about the kids. And it's like, in my mind, I created the story of, you know, I'm not with the kids, so things aren't going to, you know, happen this way, and, you know, all these different scenarios. But
mm-hmm.
it's not true. It's just the stuff you create in your head. And
mm-hmm.
like I said, I don't know that what I don't know. And, you know, one of my biggest concerns.
Well, to me, that's what enabling somebody is, you know, which I did was because, you know, in a sense, I was saying you're not capable of doing this, even though that's not really how I felt.
Right. You just wanted to be the
mm-hmm.
mom and do
mm-hmm.
that for them. And I get that, too, because it's this,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of, I think between Steph and I, it's two extremes. Like, there's one extreme that's, you know, the mom that wants them to be independent and learn how to do the laundry and, you know, learn how to clean up after themselves. And then there's the mom that, you know, I was that weekend parent that cooked breakfast for them and would do things for them, because I didn't get to do that during the week. So the weekend was
mm-hmm.
my time to sort of pour that out on them. And, you know, and her perspective was, it was too much. It was, you know, you're not allowing them to get their own stuff and be their own people. And it's like, well, I understand that, but I want to make them food, and, you know, I wanted to do all these things for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it becomes sort of a little bit of a tug of war. And I say that, but it wasn't like that. It wasn't like we were arguing over whether the kids could do the laundry or not.
Right.
I think for me, growing up in a household where my mom, you know, my mom did the laundry, we would help fold, you know, she would get us to help. We had a chore chart. We had a menu. We had, you know, it was planned and organized. I will tell you that. And there were certain chores that we had and we had to do and we were responsible for, and I get that. And I always thought that that, to me, when I talk about paradigms of things that you want to keep and not keep, I would have kept all that. It's like, have the chart. I like the idea of kind of generally knowing during the week, like, you know, what's for dinner, what's in the refrigerator, mm-hmm. what's going, you know, so a lot of those mm-hmm. things. And
yeah, I like that too, because then those are just things that you don't have to spend time on.
Right. It just is. And so mm-hmm. if you pre-plan mm-hmm. that, now, of course, not having to be with them all the time, it's, I'm, you know, in my back of my head, there's that concern of hope they're eating well, hope they're making friends, you know. And I did. I got a wonderful text today, which thrilled me, that our daughter Lily made a friend, and she was actually, the friend had come over to their place, and they were playing games, mm-hmm. and Lily was having a great time. And in my head, I'm like, I wish I had a picture of that. That would have been so cute. And Steph texted, well, I was going to take a picture, but I didn't want to be that mom. You know, I would be over there with a camera, like, taking pictures.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But so I get it, though. But it just thrills me that she's made some friends. And, you know, it's like, that's what I want for my kids. I want, you know, I really kind of had this really idyllic childhood in South Carolina. I grew up in rural South Carolina. And we just, you know, I can honestly say that I've played Red Rover, which is a game, for those of you that don't know what that is, an old game, and with 65 people. At least,
oh,
you know,
wow.
That's a lot of kids. That's a lot of people. So growing up the way I grew up, we were constantly with all these families and all of these people. And I would tell you it was a religion thing. It was religious. It was, you know, everybody in the congregation getting together, but they were so close and so tight knit. Even today, a lot of those people, the ones that are still here, my parents' friends especially, mm-hmm. some of them have passed and some of them are still here and some of them still live in South Carolina. And I've reconnected with a lot of them. Whether they believe in that same religion or not, they are the same people, and that's what I love. I love mm-hmm. Having conversation with them. A real dear friend of ours, Pat, she is, again, friends of my parents, and her husband actually taught me how to swim, and he's no longer with us, but yeah. I remember meeting up with her not too long ago, and when I was visiting Savannah, I went over to Charleston. But anyway, just stuff like that for me is very
mm-hmm.
memorable. Like you talked about your childhood and you loved it, and it's like, and I think for a minute there I was kind of feeling kind of strange about my childhood, because I realized that, well, there are probably a lot of people that did have this kind of childhood, but the people that I hung around didn't have this kind of childhood, and I was feeling sort of guilty because I had a good childhood. You know, does that make sense? Like, because mm-hmm. it was things were being pointed out.
Like people who survived something, you know, they
yeah.
feel guilty because other people didn't survive. Yeah, it's kind of the same thing. You
yeah.
felt uber lucky, and you felt maybe other people didn't feel that way.
Yeah. Well, when you get it from people that you care about, and that's like, you know, when they throw that, they throw it at you like a, I don't want to say a weapon, but you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you and your perfect family, or you and your ideal
right.
childhood. And I thought, wow,
right.
is there something wrong with that? I don't feel like there's anything wrong with it.
No,
you know, was it perfect?
Not.
No, by no means was it perfect, but
That's why they made Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like there is no family that is that perfect. There's no way. And at the same time, they're just little memories that I remember, and they just make me smile. I'm like, I would love to have that for my kids. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, playing Red Rover with 65 people, that's a little much. But, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was all the, you know, all the families with all the kids and everybody getting together at one time. And I mean, it was fun, and it was food and fun and entertainment. And it was just a blast. And I don't know of a lot of people who still do things like that. I don't know. Even here, like I'm in this space, my dad's got 2 acres here, and I've got my aunts and cousins kind of around the area. And honestly, unless I make an effort to go out and see them, I don't see anybody. You know, every once in a while, one of my aunts will come over and knock on the door, you know,
mm-hmm.
and ultimately come in and we end up having conversation. But there's no, like, you know, there's no, hey, let's all get together on Sunday afternoon and have lunch or have dinner or just connect with each other. There's none of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you that two out of the three aunts that live here are on social media. The moment I post something that I've done, if I see them, they are already talking about that thing that I've done because they saw it. And again, back to the social media and staying on that. And it, again, if that's your thing, that's great. At the same time, it's like, it's when you, I don't know. All I can say is I've had conversation. I know with one of them, she sits on the couch with the laptop in her lap, and she's,
wow.
You know, every time I look, it's got Facebook, and I'm thinking, you know, she stays on this thing. And it's like, but honestly, having the conversations, I'll go over there sometimes, but it's not an easy place to be, an easy space to be, because I feel like she's not happy. And that comes out in comments, that comes out in her health, that comes out in, and you can, when I first started coming over here last year, I would have conversations with them and talk about energy and shifting energy, which they kind of get.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't take those inspired steps, though, to move them into a different, I want to say, headspace first, because that's, I feel like that's what we need to be in first, is that awareness that we want to shift and the awareness of where we want to be. If we don't have that vision of where we're going, we don't have that vision of that next, we don't have to know how to get to that thing, but just have a vision of what, of how we want that life to be, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Does
mm-hmm.
that make sense? Oh.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
And I think
that's what, you know, you and I are doing with the
mm-hmm.
radio show and our future retreats and our future events.
Mm-hmm.
And then also doing, you know, our other individual things too, to you know, really help people get to their fullest potential. And I think that's something you and I enjoy doing because we were blessed. I mean, that's the way I feel. I was blessed,
yeah.
And I like to pass it along.
Yeah, and I think that's, that's a huge part of people who, even if you have, you know, something else that you're doing in life, you know, for me, I was, you know, designing and printing the t-shirts for so long. And although I do love the art form of printing, it's not something that I really want to focus on as my business, is that thing that I want to do, because I don't feel like, now, my friend Roy will argue the point with me. I don't feel like printing t-shirts is about helping other people necessarily, you know. And then Roy will say, well, as long as you do it with love and you infuse love in what you're doing, you're good. And I get that, and I did that, Roy. So, but it's also
about...
Well,
you did with us, with the parks, you know. So, yeah, in a way, he's right.
Well,
I think you're shifting, and you, which I think is a normal part of life, which... You always know you can do the t-shirts.
Right.
But seeing other things that you want to do, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Correct. I feel like that will be integrated in whatever we do. And you and I have talked about that too, as far as the apparel goes, and there are ways of doing that, whether or not I print it is one thing, or you've got other people out there. There's so many people out there that are doing the production part of it now too. So,
right.
You know, there's so many different avenues. And I think that's the thing that I'm looking at is, you know, what is my passion? Like I do,
mm-hmm.
like I said, I enjoy the process, and I know for me now, I don't want to do that 46, you know, I was working 60 hours a week easy, and to be able to live a life that's very different and very free and allows me to use my creativity in a different way. That I think that's huge, because we work for, so a lot of times we work for other people, so we use our creativity. And when I say that, when I say use our creativity, I'm not talking about just music and art. I'm talking about anything that you create. So you can be like you said, you did like troubleshooting. To me, that's that's very creative. You've got to figure it out on that end and explain that to a person, probably on a telephone with no visuals.
Yes.
To me, that's very creative. You know,
thank you.
Can't say I'm not creative, because that's very creative to me, because we are all creators. And
Yeah,
I think when people get that finally, it's like, wait, you're creating your reality. You're creating, you know, and I think, you know, we think about that. And I think, you know, in the long, when I first started out understanding energy and wanting to stay positive, you know, when I say wanting to stay positive, what I'm saying is I was really focused on very, very positive, high vibe kind of thing. The issue was that I was not, I wasn't being aware or wasn't honoring the times when I wasn't, you know what, when I was just in that space of, I was angry or I wasn't happy and, you know, all these things. So now we're working on that part of it. I always say honor all your feelings, honor the things that come in, because it's very important that you do that. Yeah. And so, and maybe, you know, because I don't really want to look back and say, you know, why did all of that happen? Because I don't really want to know why. I just want to know how I can be guided to be those next steps for not only myself, but for other people as well. And I think that, and another thing is, you know, people, I've had conversations with people and it's kind of the material want. And I said, you know, it's okay to want things. It's okay to want a nice home and a nice car to drive and things. I get that, but also know that when you're asking for certain things, there's also an energetic vibration of responsibility that comes with all of these things as well. So you must be prepared. You must be prepared in your own space to allow those things in all ways, not just the physical ways, but how you're going to be responsible for it, how you're going to take care of it. I think that's huge, a huge component too, because it's nice to ask for a yacht, but you know, once you have it sitting in your yard, you know, what are you going to do with it?
My husband always said the happiest time with a boat is when you buy it and you sell it.
And you sell it.
Those are the two happiest times.
Yeah. The first day and the last day, because I will tell you, in the middle, it's a lot of maintenance and it's a lot of cleaning. And it's a lot. There's stuff that you have to do. You've got to be responsible for it. So unless you're willing to be responsible for those things, you know, a lot of folks don't, you know, I want a big fancy car. Well, you know, what comes with that? A big house. You know, what comes with that? You know, there's so much. And I see people with those things. And there's a, you know, there's a, oh, my gutter fell down, or this is happening, or my I have a friend of mine who lives in Virginia Beach who bought a townhome, who has a light in her living room that she can't reach with a normal ladder. And I'm like, you know, you can lower that, like you can bring it down. She's like, I like it up in the air there. But until she's been there over a year, and I think I talked to her day before yesterday, and she said she finally got her neighbor that came over with a long ladder and changed her light bulb for her.
Wow.
And she's got paintings and pictures up all over. And she's like, oh, some of them are crooked, but she doesn't want to touch them because, you know, they might fall. I'm like, okay. And I'm not saying don't buy a house with the cathedral ceilings, just you might want to buy a long ladder in the process.
Right. Exactly.
Knowing that
or
you got to change
a good
this thing.
Right. Or handy woman.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so we helped move her in year, I think it was year before last, I think, just the end of 2018, and literally drove a rental van and pulled a car for her through that really bad storm where they evacuated South Carolina and Wilmington Island and everything else.
That.
Yeah, so we were going opposite everybody else, and they thought we were nuts. But I will tell you, we did not hit any major bad weather. And we got all the way to Virginia Beach. We were sitting out on the beach having a really nice meal. And, you know, I don't drink, but people were drinking cocktails. And during the middle of that storm, we were fine. There was nothing happening. And we just kind of chuckled about it because it's like we were manifesting beautiful weather this whole way. They were, mm-hmm. we were just chanting, it's just beautiful and amazing, and creating our own little ecosystem, you know, our own little environment. And it's like, we just laughed the whole time because it was like, this, it works. Like, it absolutely works. It's like our belief system was we were going to have a smooth sailing, and we did, and it was great. And, yeah, so, you know, they're little, I've been looking back at all these little, what I call little miracles that have happened
mm-hmm.
in my life, and not only just me, but people that I'm with and how they support that energy. They can choose whether that energy is going to be, you know, we're going to work on this, because you can feel it when people are like really loving the energy and everybody's lifting it up, you know, it just feels really good. That's what I know when we kick off these retreats, I feel like that's the thing that's going to happen. It's like
mm-hmm.
creating that energy that is so mm-hmm. vibrationally wonderful, and really helping people understand how to maintain that. And not in a way that negates that, you know, some of the other stuff that comes in, but in a way that says I can shift it, because that
mm-hmm.
that's the important part, knowing that you can shift it. Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway. Oh, good stuff.
So do we have anybody raising their hands?
Nobody's raising their hands tonight.
Oh, I'd love
Nobody's
to hear
raising
from somebody
else. Yeah, we've got...
Yeah, please raise your hand if you have a question or if you want to share something, too. We'd love to hear from you.
For those we don't see in either a chat or on the board, our call-in number is 718-664-9124. Call in, and we would love to hear from you. Push 1 on your phone. Well, it's interesting because there are days. Well, this is the why I kind of wanted to keep it at Sunday night, because there are generally a lot of people who are checking this out, and this actually right now is the prime time that people will call in. But I cannot tell you that there isn't something going on with the board. Yes, I don't know that. So, because sometimes the lines will get in and sometimes they won't, and they come in and they drop off.
Okay.
And I think that's a big deal too. So I try to not touch the board. Like I'll have it open, but I try not to, because energetically sometimes I feel like we zap it when we, you know, we get on there, and sometimes the energy can be to the point where, where we zap it, you know? So,
well, I guess, is there anything you'd like me to pull a card for you for?
Yeah.
Don't have anybody calling in.
Yeah. I'd love for that to happen. That would be great.
Okay. So is there any particular thing you're thinking about, or just what do you need to know?
Yeah, you know, and I don't know if this would make a difference or not, but you know, while I'm down here, I've been sort of exploring some of the new history that I found out about my family, which I don't even know if I've discussed with you or not. When I was younger,
I know you found a brother. So.
I did. I found a brother, or he found us, and then I also found out, and I knew this, or I had heard about this, but I didn't know that it was true. But I heard that we had an older sister who died of SIDS when she was an infant. And so I was out and about yesterday, and we went by my grandmother and grandfather's graves. I just wanted to, you know, go say hi and, you know, kind of be in that ground, that space for a minute. My uncle's buried there, my grandmother, grandfather. And then I kind of looked around because I was like, I have no idea where this grave, because there is a grave. I know that. That's been, so this past year I found out it was verified that my mom had another child, an older child, and that child only lived for less than a year and was female and was a child as a result of some not, let's just say, not nice happenings. So we can all guess what that is. So there's a lot of like questions that I know my sister has, and I kind of have them now. And, you know, and I don't know if it's ours to really try to figure out. Like, it's not a huge mystery to try to figure out, but we found out, obviously, my mom had a really rough few teenage years there. And so she had three kids before she had me. And my brother and I are obviously are my dad's. So my dad raised my sister. So there's a lot of stuff that has happened, and not that we're trying to figure it out. It is what it is. Like Bob says, it is what it is, and here we are. So let's get to know each other. Let's make the best of this. So, I don't know if there's a question there. It seems to me that like one day this week I'm going to go. I found out that her grave is in Loosedale, Mississippi, so I'm going to go over there and visit her grave along with my great grandparents and a few others, I believe. I'm just going to go check it out. I don't know why I'm being pulled to do this, actually. It just feels like there was a feel that I needed to go. I don't know. Like, it's not like I'm questioning it because it exists. Go ahead. I was going to say, as a child, I would hear you'd hear things that your aunts would say. And I didn't even think, I just kind of like, let it go until we found Bob. And then after Bob showed up, all of these other questions and this other information was being verified. And my sister was asking a bunch of questions. Bob's asking a bunch of questions. We're like down in New Orleans because they're both born. They were both born in Louisiana, one in New Orleans, one in Baton Rouge. So we're asking all these questions, trying to get these answers. And, you know, all the players that would have had the answers are not on the planet anymore. So, you know, so again.
Well, it's interesting. Two cards jumped out for you. So that means like they were wanting to give you a message. And the first one has a beautiful bee on it, and it's called Summer. And interestingly enough, it says time for going on adventures and making memories. And so that's kind of what you're looking at. You know, what are some of these things I don't know about that, you know, were my family's memories? And let's see. Just trying to see what other message I get for you. And it says that energies are going to come in with regards to your questions or intentions. So you will find out. You just don't know right now. So keep searching. It seems to be backing you up on that one.
Yeah. And that, you know, and that's part of the kind of why I'm here. I've never been one to kind of try to dig in history and do all these things. But since all of this stuff has transpired in the last couple of years, it just seems like, you know, and part of me is like, well, you know, we're all going to be off planet at some point, and then we cycle out, we cycle back in. And the fascination is this, one is my mom, like, didn't say anything. Like, that's the weird, like, there's nothing. You would think at some point somebody would have some sort of information or something. And mean, she didn't.
It may have been traumatic to her because I know, you know, like my mother fleeing from her country when she was young, you know, she didn't bring that up a lot. So I don't know. That's just what I'm feeling that, you know, sometimes, and I know it was more so for that generation that they, it's not like they hid things, but they didn't want to dwell on them.
Right.
I guess is the way to put it. But the next card you got was Peacekeeper. And it talks about moving forward from a higher perspective, which I think you definitely are.
Yeah.
And to really connect deeply to the guidance within you and the intuition. And so that's, so, you know, again, you're intuitively feeling to do this. So I definitely, you know, would. I wouldn't feel a rush to it, which I don't think you do.
No.
But, yeah. But so those were. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know my grandfather. He passed almost almost a year before I was born. And so, but I have a cousin who's named after him. So there's this, you know, that connection. And we've always known, I've always known that I had a grandfather named Charlie, you know. So there's always, I always knew about him. And someone had told me at some point there was a, somebody who was not a very tall man wearing overalls was one of my spirit guides. And all I could think of was, that's got to be Grandpa Charlie. Now, I found out that my dad's dad worked, funny enough, he worked in the printing industry. How curious is that? And when I saw a picture of him, he sort of have on this sort of like bibbish overall kind of thing. And so... who knows? You know, like this, these guys,
right.
I feel very blessed to have, you know, have them around me. And I've certainly had sort of these dreams where my mother brings me her siblings that have crossed over and they're all in these like funny little outfits, you know, sort of something they would wear, but a little bit exaggerated. And just to have the best conversations with them, you know, and I know they're happy being together and they're happy enjoying each other's energy. And, you know, so I know that. So it's not, it's kind of one of those things where I know it's not the end all and be all, and it's not super, super important that I uncover a lot of things. I just, I don't know why I feel like I need to go kind of lay hands on her gravestone and kind of be in that space of connectivity to my mom's energetic, not just the DNA line, but this energetic line, because I was told some time ago that that energy line, even through my kids who aren't biologically related to me, there's a energetic DNA actually that runs from my mother's side. And so that's sort of the pull to connect with this side of the family. You know, and again, nothing like outrageous, but it's just a gentle nudging of just go see these things, just go be with this space and this energy and allow it to reveal, you know, whatever it's supposed to reveal. Did I lose you, Anita? I'm not sure if I did or not. I've got, I apologize, folks. Just give me a second here. I think we might have. All right. Let's see. All right. Anita, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Yep, I'm here. Must have taken me out for a minute.
Yeah, I feel like it muted you. That's why I said I felt like there was something going on with the dashboard.
But you heard the cards you got, right? Summer and Peacekeeper? Okay.
Yeah, Summer and Peacekeeper. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's why I said I feel like something's going on with Block Talk Radio because of some flickering people that are in, people that are out, you know, things that are going on with the dashboard. So that's oftentimes
No hands raised.
No hands raised this evening.
Okay.
No. No, okay. But, you know, and those cards, too, they were pulled because I was open to that. But at the same time, they can help people out, too. I think there are people
definitely
listen to the podcasts after we've done them. So they'll go back and those cards are not only for a specific person, but for the group as well. You can always glean something from that information. A lot of times I get a lot of stuff just by listening. So. That's been important. Well, awesome. Well, I guess we can wrap up our show.
Okay.
Sounds
good to me.
You know,
I always enjoy it.
I always enjoy it, too. And I'm always surprised, too. Like, sometimes I'll look up and I'm not watching the clock, but then you'll look up and you'll go, wow, we've been on the air for 50 minutes, you know? It's like,
right.
It
doesn't feel like it.
Yeah. It goes by really fast. Anyway, but once again, I do appreciate you getting on the air and having these discussions. I think they're something that not only I like having the discussions, but a lot of times people connect and they need to hear something out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so let's tell people how to get a hold of you.
Okay, it's Anita at earthpathguide.com.
Okay, Anita at earthpathguide.com. And you can reach me at Anna at lifegetsbetterandbetter.com. We certainly appreciate everybody who is tuned in. And if you were on the dashboard and I missed you, I apologize. There was something going on here. I've got some... I had some people look like they were dialed in and dropped off. Same thing happened in chat. So I'm not sure if that they were in and out or they just didn't want to stay on the line. And then, of course, we had some muting, non-muting problems. I can hear that. So hopefully we were clear. And one of the things is I am using the internal calling system. Sometimes I'll call from the phone, and that's different. That I'm using a computer this time. So a lot of times that's, you know, that can be the difference. I was trying to create a stable environment so that the energy didn't blow us out of the water.
Anyway. Uh-huh.
All right. I'm appreciating you and appreciating you sharing
you
your
too.
Story and your life and giving us insight. All right. So do you have any last minute words that you want to say?
No, I just, you know, I just would love to hear other people's stories, too, and, you know, what tools they use and how they cope with challenges, and because I know that always helps me and gives me more tools in my toolbox, so.
Okay, well, maybe we can do a call to action out there and have people either join us on the air or at least email us in. I think that would be great. All right, well, I will wrap it up then. So thank you again for listening to Bless the Mess on Universal Energy Radio. You can like us on social media at facebook.com/Universal Energy Radio or on Instagram under Universal Energy Media. Have an amazing morning, afternoon, or evening wherever you are, and we certainly appreciate you. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.